Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. As I mentioned earlier, to be painfully honest with you, we had some technical problems that it turns out in the wonderful world of the Internet and radio that there are just random changes, just like when your bank changes your password. It's not that they change your password, it's that your password will no longer work, because every once in a while, banks change passwords as a way of a security issue, which I understand, but it would be nice if they let you know, because presumably they're trying to protect your bank from being, or your bank account from being plundered by someone other than you. When you can't plunder your own bank account, I suppose it's enforced savings, but nevertheless. So, at any rate, 855-993-7569. 855-993-7569. All right, just to prove that it's really me, let's do an email here. What do you think?
I think that sounds good.
I think that's a great idea, right?
Yeah. Let's go to an email from Harvey in New York. Harvey says, Dr. Joy, I heard you share a very touching story about Joan Rivers yesterday, and I have one of my own. I formed an AIDS walk team at a church I attended here in New York City. The walk kicks off in the Sheep's Meadow in Central Park with a celebrity host to greet, thank, and inspire the walkers. This particular year, Joan Rivers was the celebrity host. At the time, Joan was also appearing on Broadway in a play that I believe that she wrote. The walk is on a Sunday morning, and we assembled in Central Park at 9 a.m. So on a day following her Saturday matinee and evening performances with another matinee on Sunday, Joan showed up impeccably dressed.
Always impeccably dressed.
And here's what I'll never forget. Joan approached the microphone and said, quote, you know, I wanted to say something funny to inspire you all, but I've lost so many friends to this expletive disease. And then she broke down crying. I and many in the crowd cried with her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a sweetie pie. She was a sweetie pie. Somebody actually sent me an email of a picture of her flipping the bird to somebody, saying, you know, you sluts are all dressing like hookers, you know. And I said, I didn't know that you could get dresses that went that far, all the way to whatever.
I think
so. There
what,
you go.
That's what made her so great, though, was that she. You know, she didn't have a filter, and she was going to tell you how she felt.
Well, she actually did have a filter. It just because if you ever saw her nightclub act, it was very different. And although the filter was sometimes worked and sometimes didn't, because I worked at the same radio station she did at one point, and the program director was always sort of running down the hall and saying, "Joan, you can't say that." So. I mean, Joan, I think, and the older she got, the more she just sort of felt like, you know, I can do anything I want to do. So that was, what can I, it was, you know, it was, she was her own woman. She really was.
All right, should we go to, I've got another email, too.
Okay, go ahead.
This is an email from Liz. Liz is a little upset with you, it seems.
No, why?
She says, Dr. Joy, you recommended the movie Kingsman to a caller to your show. So my husband and I went yesterday. Here's my review. What a pile of dog poop.
She didn't like it, apparently.
Yeah. Because of your recommendation, I wasted my money and my time. This movie lost it for me at the church scene. You found this entertaining? Demented. I want my 2.5 hour or my 2+ hours back, and I want my money back.
Well, it could have been worse. You could have gone to see 50 Shades. I didn't say it was a terrific movie. I said I thought that Colin Firth was wonderful in it. He was kind of James Bond on steroids. I did say it was violent, and I did say that it was a better movie than 50 Shades. So, I mean, it wasn't like I was saying this is going to win any Oscars.
But it was pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of people liked it, but that's okay. So I guess you're never going to listen to me again. Okay, well, we can get on that.
Tracy says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. You give the best advice, and I listen to your show every
unless
day.
It has to do with movies."
She says, "I notice sometimes your callers may not hear the message or advice you give, but I hear you and I get it. Thank you for genuinely trying to help people so they feel better and more empowered about their lives."
Well, thank you. That's a very nice thing to say. You don't ever have to agree with me, but as you say, I don't have an agenda, and I sort of do my best to help out when I can, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate the fact that you guys are really very willing. You are polite when I tell you the last thing in the world that you really want to hear, and I do appreciate it greatly. So there we go. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind, I am here. I am live. I am. We figured out our issues here. So you're welcome to call about whatever it is that's on your mind. And we'll talk about it. And if part of it is talking about how we have to deal with technology in our lives all the time, I'm perfectly willing to hear that and how frustrating it can be. But basically that we kind of hang in there, right? We kind of do the best we can, and we sort of understand that without technology, our lives would be significantly different and probably not a whole lot. I'm just a little different. All right. But technology does have its own particular challenges, And as I said, you just have to kind of be patient with it, because doing anything else is just going to give you an ulcer, and then you're going to have to go to your doctor, and he's going to have to deal with the technology of looking at ulcers, so you don't want to do that. All right? 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind today that you'd like to chat with me about, all you have to do is give me a holler. As I said, it is c'est moi. And if you happen to be either Lori or Colleen, because I know you gals called early and really were very anxious to get on, and I apologize, because there wasn't anything we could do about it. We just, and both Manny and I are sitting here just being as frustrated as we could possibly be. So there you go. 855-993-7569. And I suppose in a corollary story to the fact that we talked about yesterday in history was the assault on Los Angeles, which in 1940, was it 42, I think, which was never really completely clarified. The drones were seen over Paris for a second night. I don't know about these drones things. I don't know. Apparently, three people.
Machine of some sort other than like an airplane or a helicopter in the sky.
Well, it depends how big it is, it seems to me, is part of it. That, you know, the little ones like from Radio Shack, which I am absolutely in love with, I just think they're terrific, are one thing. But they're saying mysterious drones flew over famous landmarks in France's capital for the second straight night, triggering bewilderment, bemusement, and concern. BBC. As a country tightened security in the wake of last month's terrorist attack. Yeah, not a great time to be doing this kind of thing. So, I think the timing may be a little off if they catch somebody, some kid who's deciding that this is clever is going to be in serious trouble. Five sightings were reported near the Place de la Concorde, Les Invalides, and the Eiffel Tower between 11 Tuesday and 2 a.m. Wednesday. A repeat of excursions over the iconic Iron Lady and near the U.S. Embassy the previous night. Police are scrambling to figure out who's been operating the drones, were seen late last year, but so far announced no leads. Dozens of investigators were on the case. Three Al Jazeera journalists were arrested Wednesday afternoon after a drone was spotted flying over a park in western Paris, but there's no link so far to the nighttime sightings. I don't know. I don't know. The whole thing seems a little bizarre at this point. Flying the machines without a license in France is illegal and carries a maximum 1-year prison sentence and $85,000 fine. Ooh, so expensive fun. So we'll, I'm sure, hear more about that. And there's more people. I mean, you can go to Radio Shack and buy a drone for $100. I think I'm not going to at this moment, but it did seem like a good idea at the time. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Sue, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'd like to know, I'm decided to go for some counseling, and it's a family issue, and I don't know who to choose, a counselor that's a social worker, a psychologist, or a psychiatrist.
Okay, tell me a little bit about what you're seeking in therapy.
Well, I'm a little depressed, but I don't want to go on any medication. And
okay.
The therapy that I'm, the counseling I really need is help with an adult daughter and mother situation.
Okay. Well, because you're talking about medication and depression, if you were just talking about your daughter, I'd say find out what your insurance will pay, find out, you know, what makes you the happiest in terms of interviewing a couple people. But where you're talking about medication and depression, I would start with a psychiatrist, just because they're going to have easier access to medication. Unless you have a therapist that you already know and that you like, who's part of a clinical setting. Because, for example, when I started out as a therapist, I have a PhD, and even though I have some medical background, I couldn't prescribe and still cannot prescribe medication in most states. So, but I was part of a clinic staff so that I could either send my client to the psychiatrist or I could deal with him so that we could, if we had to, we could deal with hospitalization and medication. It's clearly not my strong suit. It's not my bent. It's not how I was educated. But I think as a therapist, you need to make sure that you have as many tools for your client as possible. So where you're already starting out fresh with somebody, and I would just go and deal with the psychiatrist. A psychopharmacologist could deal with the medication, but not the therapy. A psychologist could deal with the therapy, but not the medication. So given the fact that you're thinking that there may be an issue and you're starting off, I would go and find a psychiatrist.
Okay, I know that, I know myself, and I know that I do not want to take any type of medication for depression. I'd like to try, if I can fix this problem with my daughter, then I think that I'll be fine. And I know that they'll suggest...
Well, okay, fair enough, and we can certainly talk a little bit about that. However, let me just say one thing about that, which is that it's reasonable to be upset about an issue with your daughter. It's reasonable to be sad. But if, in fact, depression is really what you're feeling, then that's not necessarily and I hate to use the word normal, but it's that there may be something else going on there. And depression doesn't necessarily... I mean, if, in fact, we're talking about true depression, then... Depression doesn't get better just because the external problem gets better, because depression is not, it can be triggered by external, but there is some underlying, almost by definition, chemical imbalance there. So I hear what you're saying, and, you know, and certainly it's not like I haven't heard that before. We're a country that only thinks we should deal with medication if it's for fun. And nobody likes the idea of medication for psychotropic issues, but if, in fact, it can be life-enhancing and sometimes life-saving, it may be worth thinking about. And part of it, so I guess part of what you need to differentiate, Sue, is whether you're talking about sadness and being upset or you're talking about true depression. And true depression has somatic symptoms, that you're having a hard time sleeping, that you're either eating too much or too little, the things that used to make you happy just don't make you happy anymore, that you're seeing life kind of through a gray haze, that you have no libido, there's a general pervasive sadness, the sense that rather than there is a problem, it's that I'm a problem. Some emotional lability, you may cry much more easily than usual. You may anger more easily than usual, although crying is more, especially in women, is more characteristic than anger. And that you may even feel suicidal at times. So if those are what you're feeling, then I would still maintain, I hear that nobody really likes the idea of being on psychotropic medication, but it's going to be very hard to problem solve if there's a chemical imbalance. So, and it doesn't mean that you have to be on antidepressants your whole life, but it means they may be able to help you problem solve much more readily than without. I mean, the argument between psychiatry and psychology for up until about maybe 8 or 9 years ago was that those of us who were psychologists would say, you don't treat the brain like chicken soup. You don't add a little here, a little there. And psychiatrists would say, you can't do therapy with somebody who's clinically depressed. It's like asking somebody to run a marathon on a broken ankle. It just doesn't make any sense. And we've now understood in the last maybe decade, a little less than that, that the two together make much more sense than either separately. And we were both psychiatry and psychology a little right and a little wrong. And when you put in some actual exercise, that it turns out, for reasons I suppose that make some sense more from the psych, well, maybe from both points of view. We know, for example, with addiction, that exercise will get the toxins out of your system faster because you're speeding up your metabolism. So if you're talking about a biochemical condition that you're trying to alter, then exercise can basically speed up the process.
Okay.
Get rid of the toxins or whatever. If you're talking from a psychological point of view, feeling that there's actually something you can do, that you're not victimized, you're not passive, makes some sense as well. So either way you look at it, the exercise component, even though it wasn't inherently obvious, makes sense from both the psychological and the psychiatric point of view. So, I mean, I'm a psychologist, so medication is not the place that I start. But what I'm suggesting is that that sort of taking it off the table may put you at a disadvantage that you don't need to be at. And then you can certainly, and admittedly, if you can find a clinic that has both psychologist and psychiatrist on, so you're starting with a psychologist and saying, this is where I want to start, I want to talk about this issue, with the option being, if either you or the therapist feel that medication may in fact speed up the process, that you'd be at least willing to be open to that a little bit. So maybe that's the best solution for you, of just looking around for a clinic that has both on staff.
Okay, and can I ask you, doctor, is it true depression if when you're around a certain group, you know, like there's a certain group of people that when I'm around them, I'm perfectly fine, I'm happy, I function well, and then when I'm not around them, then I'm down. I don't know if it's really depression, because I sure don't feel suicidal when I'm happy most of the time, but then when I get down, I get really down, like, because they're not around, and I'm depending on them. They don't do anything special for me. It's just being around people.
I mean, to a certain extent, I think most of us are that way, that we are human beings, are social creatures. So being not isolated, we know isolation can be a factor in mental health issues. We know that people who are not touched physically, who are isolated, who we know, for example, that pets can be really good mental health. And the only way really to explain that is just the idea of a living being around you. But tell you what, let me put you on hold. Let's come back and see if we can talk about what groups, because maybe is it just the idea of being around people, or maybe we should look at the group that makes you unhappy, or if it's just being isolated. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sue, who's asking a really good question, which is, how do I find a therapist? And she's saying, okay, do I find a psychologist or a psychiatrist? And I'm saying, well, the kind of a line in the sand is whether or not you think there's going to be any issue of medication. And she's saying, well, I'd rather not. Which is certainly reasonable, and I think most people feel the same way about it. Again, we only are interested in medication when it's for recreational purposes. It's the American way. So you said that the issue is with your daughter, and when you're around certain people, you're okay, and when you're around other people, you're not. So can you be a little bit more specific about that situation?
Well, I should say that I was always a very social person. I worked until 2 years ago when I had issues with my vision. So I'm now legally blind. So I had to stop working, and that cut off like half my social life. My closest friend that I've been friends with since I was 14 passed away of pancreatic cancer a year and a half ago. It's when I'm around my family now, like extended family, not only my husband, but my brothers and nieces, nephews, and grandchildren, I'm perfectly fine, and I feel fine. But if I'm by myself, I'm not fine. I was never like that before, so...
Well, that sounds to me, my dear, like that may be some depression going on there. I mean, you're talking about three major life issues. You're talking about stopping working. You're talking about loss of vision, which I think scares the living daylights out of most people, and also the loss of a really good friend. And those are three major issues that can certainly change the balance of your life. And the fact that you can distract yourself is neither here nor there, to be quite honest. Look, there are people. I'll tell you a quick story. When I was first starting as a therapist, I had this woman who came in, and she talked about this experience from her childhood where she had sprained her ankle, and somebody came by to offer her a ride. And she had sort of remembered that her mother had said that she should be self-reliant and she shouldn't depend on strangers and she also shouldn't get into a strange car, even though she knew the woman who was offering her a ride. And she decided, for reasons that were not terribly clear, which we obviously needed to go to in therapy, that she was going to hobble home. And she did. She's got a sprained ankle. For all she knew, it could have been broken. And rather than taking a ride for somebody, she just decided that she was going to hobble home, and did hobble home. Now, the issue from a therapeutic standpoint is you can say, well, wow, that's really self-reliant. But on another standpoint, you can say, that's really nutty, that you can do additional damage, that there was no particular reason to do that. And, of course, the reason that she was coming to see me is not because when she was 14 or 13 or whatever it was that she'd sort of done this crazy nutty thing, but two things. First of all, she was having huge marital problems. Da-dum. And second, that she was the one who brought this to my attention. And whether it was conscious or unconscious, she was saying, I'm the kind of person that, no matter what, takes care of herself. And on some level, that's certainly an admirable philosophy. On another, it's nutty that sometimes we really do need some help. And the fact that you can function when you're around other people and you become, you know, Sue the Rock, you know, the one that everybody comes to, says something positive about your personality, but it's not necessarily the world's best coping mechanism. And if it takes so much out of you, or there's so, it's not, maybe not even take so much out of you, because it sounds to me it's an expenditure you're willing to make, but the discrepancy between who you are when you're alone and who you are when you're other people becomes very great. And to a certain extent, everybody's a little bit different when they're around other people. And right. I would argue that they're not only different around other people, but other people will bring out different aspects of their personality. Right. But what you're talking about is a huge chasm between who you are publicly and who you are privately. That takes an enormous amount of energy. And I would argue it's not so much that you're staunch Sue around all the relatives, but that it takes so much out of you that there's not a whole lot left for you to cope, left for you to be able to cope when you're by yourself. And so it's going to exacerbate this problem. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I know when I'm alone, that's all I think about is what's wrong with the
So let me suggest a couple things to you. Again, I'm not trying to sell you on psychiatry over psychology for a whole lot of reasons, not the least of which is I'm one and not the other. But I am trying to have you be a little bit more open to the possibility of short-term medication if necessary. And this is something that you and your therapist would agree to, not something that's imposed upon you, number one, or maybe number one and number two. And number three, that you begin looking at what would make your life better so that the discrepancy between the public self and the private self is not quite so large? Because that's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot out of you. And again, it's not so much that that your cheerful self is so destructive, because it's not. It's just energy. It's just energy sapping, which means it's going to be less for you to be able to cope with when you're by yourself. And you don't want to do that.
Boy, I hope I find somebody like you, because at least you talk to me and give me suggestions, because I've been in therapy before, and it's what do you think? Tell me what you want to do.
All right, so let me help you with that, too, because that's one of those kinds of things. Even if you came to see me, the modality that we indulge in on the air is very different from the therapy that you have in an office. And I would view myself as a somewhat interactive therapist to begin with, if nothing else, so I stay interested and involved and sort of move people along as quickly as possible. But I'm not, when I'm in a room with somebody, I'm much less interactive just because it's a different modality. And it really is dependent much more on you. To the extent that, I mean, even the example that I gave you about the woman who talked about her 14-year-old self hopping home on a sprained ankle, that wouldn't have come up. I mean, how would I know that? And the answer is I wouldn't know that. So I have to leave enough space, and any therapist has to leave enough space for whatever it is that's underlying that, because the client will always know more about their life and their consciousness and their unconsciousness than I'm ever going to know. So if I'm talking, where's that going to come from? And the answer is it's not. So even if you're coming to see me, you're going to get much more, okay, Sue, where do we think this comes from? And, what about the difference between when you're with your extended family and not? And how are you dealing with the blindness? And how are you dealing with the mortality of a friend? Does this bring up some issues for you? I mean, so the therapy, look, there are good therapists and there are mediocre therapists like everything else. Right. But the success of therapy is going to be much more dependent on you than the therapist, which should be somewhat of a comfort.
Okay.
Which means writing stuff down before you go into therapy. You're obviously a smart woman. And start with the issues of, because it's quite evident to you, I don't think that's where you're going to end up, but start with the issues of why am I happy around my extended family? And is it happy or is it just sort of twirling plates so I keep myself distracted? What is it that my thoughts go to when I'm by myself? What is the issue with my daughter? How much does blindness come into this? Is this... Am I feeling like, I'm going to be dependent on her taking care of me and she's not going to do that, or I don't want to ask? Make sure you're not hopping home on a sprained ankle.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm here if you need me. All right. 855-993-7569. Again, I remember at a conference, somebody essentially asked me exactly the same question that Sue did, which is, are you like this? And it wasn't exactly how the question was asked, but basically the issue was, are you as interactive in therapy as you were in the air? And I said, no, it's a different modality. And I remember saying to somebody, keeping still for 50 minutes is not my strong suit. And everybody started giggling. I don't know how they figured that out. All right. 855-993-7569. If there's an issue for you about the difference between psychology and psychiatry, the place probably starts with your insurance company and what will they pay for and for how long, and figuring out what you think you're likely to want or need. And as I said, the simplest or most expeditious solution may be to find a clinic that has both, has a psychopharmacologist, has a psychiatrist, has a psychiatric social worker, has a therapist. And then you also have to make sure that you feel comfortable enough with whomever you're going to be seeing, because you're going to be seeing them for a while. And you don't have to like them. You just have to feel that they're there, that they can help you. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Okay, so what we decided to do, Manny and I, was to put up a thing saying, look, for those of you who are feeling like you're terminally shy, we must have been a little prescient of understanding that today was going to crash and burn, that the electronics were going to crash and burn, so giving you an opportunity to send a question rather than an email per se. But and the questions can be, and I think we also put up, you get to be program director, just giving some sense of what you'd like me to talk about. Because whenever I'm out in public, people say, well, Joe, I was going to call you, but I'm too shy, or I don't know if someone will recognize my voice. I say, well, all right, just ask, you know, rather than asking me a specific question about your life, which is going to be very hard to answer, in the abstract, send me an email about, you know, could you talk about how you get an adult child out of your house or something of that sort. So, all right, so what do we got?
Let's start with Dorothy. Dorothy says, Dr. Joy, I love your show and your advice. I want to ask you if you've ever tried emotional freedom techniques, a.k.a. tapping. I have had great success in using this technique to eliminate sugar from my diet, bring relief from anxiety, release the negative feelings from past traumas, physical pain relief, and much more.
And, well, let's see what... let me just see if we're talking about the same thing.
You said it's called emotional freedom techniques.
Yeah, EFT.
Yep.
Let's see what this is saying. Look, I never, first of all, let me just say in general, I never argue with anything that works, all right? If you think sticking an M&M in your left nostril will make you happy, then as long as you can breathe out of your right, I think it's fine. They're saying it deals with alternative medicine, including acupuncture, neurolinguistic programming, energy medicine, and thought field theory. It was published in the late 1990s. Technique may be used to create to treat a wide variety of physical and psychological disorders. Someone has called it a hodgepodge of concepts derived from a variety of sources, primarily the ancient Chinese philosophy of Chai, which is thought to be the life force that flows through the body. So that I'm fairly familiar with. The existence of this life force is not empirically supported. What they're saying is it's a placebo effect, addition to the purported energy technique, generally characterized as a pseudoscience and has not garnered sufficient support in clinical psychology. The person will focus on a specific issue while tapping on endpoints of the body's energy meridians. Okay. Let me tell you what I think works and what I don't think. First of all, I've actually had acupuncture, because I had a shoulder issue and that it was either surgery, which I wasn't willing to do, cortisone, which for the long term, it wasn't steroids, which I wasn't willing to do, or acupuncture. And acupuncture worked very well. Something that's been around for thousands of years, it's hard to argue. Understand, when people say placebo, they're not saying fake. They're saying that the efficacy of any medication, including aspirin, is assumed to be 50% placebo. All right? So, including antibiotics, including that anything that you believe will work, almost by definition. Okay? And that's not saying anything except that we invest in things that we think will work. And so, one of the jokes in my yoga class used to be, if you think this will work, you're correct. If you don't think it's going to work, you're correct as well. So the idea being how you go into a situation is to a large extent going to determine, not completely, but to a very large extent, how you're going to come out of it. Are there energy meridians in the body? Well, we know that there are nexus, that there are nerve junctures. And we know that nerves carry bioelectric impulses, bioelectric chemical impulses. So it doesn't seem to me terribly far-fetched to sort of get us to acupressure points or acupuncture points. I mean, and they're fairly well understood in neurological circles, in pain circles, in psychological circles, in acupuncture circles. The tapping itself and the stimulating... Yeah, a little more controversial, but not completely. For example, transcutaneous nerve stimulation gives a gentle electric impulse across nerves. Now, there are a number of ways of thinking about that. One is that it actually blocks pain symptoms because essentially if you've got a very narrow road and you've got something coming one direction, you can't have something going the other direction. And that's in kind of simplistic ways how TNS works. Now, do I think that EFT is different? Well, I mean, it uses a slightly different kind of modality in that the tapping points. If you've ever been through natural childbirth, which I did, and many people do, and whether you go through the whole thing and at some point have a topical anesthetic or not, it certainly helps your breathing. So, you know, I don't argue with anything that works. would, and so I guess part of it depends on what it is that you're trying to alter by the technique. If you're trying to cure cancer with it, probably not so much. If you're trying to get rid of a headache, depends on the basis of the headache. For example, if you take your earlobes and compress them very tightly, just squeeze them really tightly for about 30 seconds, for some kinds of headaches, the headache will go away. Quicker, easier, less difficult on your stomach than aspirin or Tylenol. So do I argue with any of these things? I don't. Do I invest them in them? It depends what it is you're trying to do. We know that that behavioral therapy works. We know that changing the neuro-linguistic programming can work. One of my favorite things to do with people who are having problems is say, look, think about the problem and put it as a little tiny orb on, put your palms facing out parallel to the floor and put whatever that problem is on the end of your fingers and just blow it up. And it's amazing how much just that technique. Now you could say, well, it's visualization or it's reprogramming. Again, I never argue with anything that works. Now, once you're beginning to look at why it might work is where you get into some problems. So I don't worry so much about why it works. I think part of what you have to be careful about is making sure that you're not giving somebody a huge amount of money to do something. Also, there's also been some studies that suggest that the more you invest in something, the more likely you think it'll work, which means the more workable it will be. So does that answer the question? It was a lot of tap dancing and sidestepping, but still, I never argue with anything that works. And the more we know about how the human body works and how we know how the brain works, the more we understand that that there are things that will never show up on a diagnostic test that are just as real and just as effective and just as meaningful as something that will show up on an X-ray. Okay? Hopefully we'll have all the mechanical problems taken care of, and when you call early and often, as many of you did today, that we'll be able to get you on the air. In the meantime, thank you for your patience. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.